bandied about wildly in the media of late. Really technical words like virtual reality and augmented reality. What do they mean? How can we actually get access to this technology? Is it available to us today? Someone that knows the answer to all of these questions joins us now. It's Morris Mislowski, who is a business futurist. G'day, Morris.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you.
Now, tell me, there's this word that we keep hearing over and over, well, certainly in my world anyway, augmented reality. What does that even mean?
Augmented reality is one of these new fancy terms. The other way you might hear it talked about is AR, because you have to have wonderful acronyms for everything as well. Augmented reality means this. It means that we have the real world, where you and I would walk around and have our coffee and sit in the studio and do whatever else. But on top of that, there is this virtual world. There is a computer synthetic world that lives on top of it. One of the best ways to explain it is to tell you how it works. So if we use the iPhone as the example, and that's really what's pushed it along over the last literally only 3 or 4 months, the iPhone has a camera in it, and virtual reality or augmented reality works on the basis of the camera in the phone becoming a pair of binoculars, so to speak. So you use your phone, you put it up to your face, and you press one of the applications of the augmented reality, and you begin to look out of it as a pair of binoculars into the real world. So you might be looking at the park or wherever you're walking around. What you get on top of it, though, and this is the augmented reality bit, is you get things floating around. And those things could be messages about where the nearest McDonald's is, or the directions of how to get somewhere, or whoever else is walking around, or pictures of people. So you're seeing layers upon layers on top of the real world.
Okay. What would we actually use it for?
It's beginning to have all sorts of applications. One of the most immediate ones, is the real estate industry's picked it up. So if you're walking past a house or a unit or something you want to buy or rent, in the old days you would have had to go on to the inspection, and you still can of course do that. But using this virtual or this augmented reality, you can point your iPhone towards the home and you can be taken on a tour, on a virtual tour of the house. You can walk around it, you can see video of it, you can find all sorts of bits and pieces. You can even find comments that other people have left about the house as they walk through.
So this is a bit like, you remember the movies Terminator and RoboCop, where they had that kind of heads-up display?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly that. And in the old days, we really didn't think it would work all that well, because none of us wanted to carry around that headset and the backpack and whatever else was going to make that thing happen. It's now all been buried inside the little iPhone, and soon the other phones that are coming out as well.
Wow. Okay.
The technology was first patented in 1957.
Right.
So
it's been around
for a while, but as we said earlier, it's literally only hit in the last 4 months, and that's with the newest 3G iPhone. And that's because it has something in it that we haven't had before in one piece of technology, and that's geo-positioning, which simply means it knows exactly where we are in the world. It also has a compass on it, so it knows which way we're facing, and it has access to the internet.
Uh-huh.
So combining all of those three things tells the device where we are, which way we're heading, and gives us access to all kinds of information.
All right, so let's assume then I've gone travelling, I'm sat in New York City, and I'm on a bus bench there, and suddenly I'm feeling a bit peckish, and I want to know where my nearest McDonald's is. Can it tell me that?
It can. It can do that in all sorts of ways. So this is a free app. I mean, there are lots of them, but this is the most popular one. It's called Layar, L-A-Y-A-R. So for those that have the iPhone, L-A-Y-A-R, free app. And it does exactly what you've just said. You install the app, and then one of the first questions it asks you is, can I get access to the satellite? You've got to say yes to give permission, which is a privacy issue. Once you've given it that, the next screen says, what do you want to know about? Do you want to know where the ATMs are? Do you want to know where the cafes are? Do you want to know where the cinemas are? Tell me what you want. It figures out where you're standing, and it then gives you all of those facilities within a radius you tell it. So within a kilometre, half a kilometre, or 2 kilometres.
All right, let me add some more value then. So it's not only telling me where to go, but let's say I've now...
In a nice way.
I've walked down the street, and I've now got 5 restaurants in front of me.
Yep.
I can hold my iPhone up, and I can point it at each of the restaurants, and it can tell me how good they are.
It can tell you other people's reviews about how good it is.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So what you're getting is whatever information, literally what you're getting is whatever is on the internet about that place. So if that restaurant has put up its menu, then that'll be available to you. If people have made comment about it in one of the various sites, that'll be available to you. So it will go away and search anything it can find about that particular venue, and you can use that information to make a decision of whether you want to go in or not. You can also, not on all of them, but on Layer, on some of them, you can actually go in and make a reservation as well.
Uh-huh.
Click the button, it dials the phone, or it sends the SMS or whatever you want. Reservation's waiting for you.
Okay, well, if I've got other friends who have got these phones,
yep.
Can it tell me where they are?
It can if they allow. Now,
right.
we're going to have lots of privacy things going off in people's heads. So this is all by permission. So certainly if we have allowed other people to know where we are, it can absolutely do. And one of the big buzz things now, and this is next year's big Twitter, if that makes sense, this will be the one I'm sure we're all talking about, is called Foursquare.
Foursquare.
Foursquare. It's a social networking game. It plays on the same way of realizing where you are using virtual reality. And you are playing a game now with lots of other people. The game is, as you're walking around, you check into venues. So when you're going to a restaurant or a hotel or going past something, you check in there virtually, go to your iPhone, it recognizes where you are, and it then asks you, is this where you are? You say yes, and you begin to accumulate points for going to places.
So it's turning your real life into a game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also telling your friends, which is what you asked before. It's telling your friends, if you've asked it to and allowed it to, and they've been interested enough to find out, it'll tell your friends where you are. So you can amass points by doing that. You get little badges and things. You can become a mayor of a place. If you've been to somewhere twice and no one else is the mayor for the day, you can become the mayor, which gives you absolutely nothing. But it's the next layer of using these devices in what seems a silly way. But from a business viewpoint, which is where I come at it, it begins to give us engagement. It begins to give us customers that are talking to us in very different ways and reviews and all kinds of things that we've never had access to before.
Now, Morris, we're rapidly running out of time. One final question for you. I saw something on the TV where someone was able to hold their iPhone up to a front page of a magazine, and it actually changed the front page of the magazine from the iPhone's perspective.
Isn't it incredible? It's called an augmented code that does that. You're absolutely right. You'll see it more and more in magazines. Guarantee you'll see a lot of it next year. What happens is exactly that. That you get what might look like a barcode to some people. It's a little symbol, whatever it is, and it's in a magazine or on a newspaper or whatever. You hold that up to your iPhone or your webcam on your camera.
Oh, yeah.
You then go to the website, or it automatically takes you to the website. And what happens is you get these 3D characters that begin to move around.
Awesome.
Now, you'll see that if you do a YouTube search for a band called Los Valentinos and also Duran Duran. They're the two big users of it. Los Valentinos actually took, there are four members in the band, and they took their song, and each of the members, you can make them play and move separately.
I have to do a Google search for that one.
Yeah.
Morris, we're completely out of time. I'm so sorry. I could keep talking about this for hours. If people want to find out a little bit more about this kind of stuff, I assume you've got a website.
I do. And it's all the W's and then followed by businessfuturist.com.
Fantastic, Morris. Thanks for chatting to us today.
A pleasure.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.